Hi, this is Matt Groening.
And this is Rich Moore, the director of this episode.
And this is John Beatty, the writer.
And here we go with the main title again. Still with the old pre-Mr. Burns.
Man-eating sandwich.
With tongs. You know, the red ceiling of this grocery store always bugged me. Because I thought that it didn't indicate what the environment was. And this is back in the early days when we were still trying to figure out the colors. And we realized that if a color could indicate what the object was, we were actually going to try to do that instead of some of the wackier colors. Still with that crowd that we ended up losing?
Mm-hmm. Whatever happened to them? The old Lisa scene.
Now, this main title sequence was inspired by the Fred Flint, you know, the Flintstones.
Fred rushing home.
Yeah.
The original Flintstones.
Yeah.
Title sequence.
And I thought that the animation would be better, actually.
All right, I'm leaving. I remember there was much discussion whether she should be brushing side to side or up and down.
We made a conscious decision to put him in briefs rather than jockeys. Yeah, the comedy version. This was.
Remember, it's very hard to figure out how much Homer weighs exactly. Mm-hmm. 239.
Yeah, that's one of those magic scales that has 239 actually printed.
Just keeping you on your toes, babe. 239 pounds! Oh, I'm a blimp. Why are all the good things so tasty? From now on, exercise every morning.
You're not a blimp, Homer. You're my big, cuddly teddy bear.
Ah, baloney. Yeah, right. Oh, give me a break. Wow, cool, man.
Oh, hey, it's bandaged, taped together from when Homer smashed it. Mm-hmm.
I cursed with his weakness for snacks.
That's a good shot.
I never knew if people would be able to read that. That's the light fixture on the ceiling. Or...
Don't strain yourself, dear.
Good idea, Marge. By the way, this Friday night I'm going to be attending a little get together with the boys at work.
Homer's starting to sound a little bit more like his second season self.
Mm-hmm. Is this some kind of stag party?
No, no, Marge. It's going to be very classy, a tea and crumpet kind of thing.
Hmm. Eugene Fisk, isn't he your assistant?
No, it's my supervisor.
Didn't he used to be your assistant?
Hey, what is this, the Spanish exposition?
Sorry, Homer.
Uh-oh, it's a female man.
Female carrier bark.
Is this Maggie Roswell's first appearance?
Where's my spy camera?
I think it is.
6 months. Where's my spy camera? Here's your stupid spy camera.
Oh, thanks, man.
The doors stopped bending. When I think after this.
Yeah. Of this thing.
When the slot gets slammed.
It really works. Cause I got a lot of spying to do.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, we were ambitious back then. Yeah. Now we're just tired and.
Again, very daring for its time. Things were very conservative in the early 1990s.
We had to be careful about how that was depicted.
Ew, gross. Mom, Bart was taking a picture of his butt.
Oh, sure, like I'm really gonna.
Hey, we got to say butt a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it, you two.
Now we say ass.
Some nice clothes. Since it's just the four of us tonight, we're having dinner at the Rusty Barnacle.
Yay! Fried shrimp.
Oh, Mom, can't we just grab a burger and only four of us? Who escaped?
Your father. He's having a boys' night out.
Just as I was asking myself, where did my 7-year-old
the smoke level just really adds a lot of tawdriness to this whole thing. It's not disgusting.
Well, these are
they really
people.
Overdid it.
Jane, I see you, the one thing that matters most to me in the whole world, married tomorrow. I'm going to know just how you felt that day.
I love you, Dad.
I love you, son.
Where am I?
I remember that was something that Sam actually said to one of the animators. Where are you from? The planet Cornball. We all fell on the floor laughing, so that's what I got in this show.
I'm proud to say I'm the creator of Lenny and Carl, perhaps the richest of all Simpsons characters.
Well, that...
Now, John, isn't that this cod platter gag yours, too?
Yeah, I spent all afternoon, a whole afternoon on this anagram. I should have been working on Act 2, but I got obsessed with it.
It was worth it.
Now you can get anagrams off the internet, like anagram makers.
Well, this was pre-internet. The party next door seems to be a... I used an abacus for it.
Could you please ask them to quiet down a little bit, please?
Aye, aye.
We didn't really typeset stuff back then.
Hey, try and get down, guys.
Wasn't the original line, go to hell? I seem to remember.
Here you go. There you are. For the baby. And one squid platter.
Now, there's a cartoon convention I think we used only once.
We did it on the Tracy Ullman show in the old shorts, too.
Turning green.
Yeah. Yeah. Please be excused for a minute.
Okay. That's an odd squid.
We kept it on, too, for a while. Okay, Carl had a different voice, too.
One last taste of bachelor freedom.
Now, of course, this is our euphemistic version of a bachelor type party.
Princess Cashmere. Queen of the Mysterious East.
I was always proud that people on the internet noticed that she was coming out of the kitchen and there was a angry dishwasher back in there watching her exit.
We're in hell.
It's the little things.
Look at him squirm.
You care to dance?
What, Yoma? Go for it, Homer!
A lot of ADR in here.
A little Oedipal rage going on there, I think.
We use that camera effect a lot in the first season of the flash and the twist out on the photos.
I'd like to welcome our new member, Bart Simpson. Oh, people, don't applaud. Let's get to work.
And this was a big deal to put a red gel over the scene.
My goodness. Quite exciting.
Extremely sexy.
He wanted it to look like a dark room.
So. The work of Helmut Newton. Who's the sexy lady, Bart?
Beats me, but the guy dancing with
my sophisticated reference, yes, Helmut Newton. That's pretty good.
Bart, I really appreciate a print of your masterwork.
There you go, Dan Arbus.
Sorry, guys. No can do.
I once said in an interview that Bart, I said this facetiously, that Bart was based on a photo by Diane Arbus of that kid in Central Park holding the toy hand grenade in his hand, which it's not. I just said. And I got a letter from the guy in the photo saying he grew
wanting
up
some money.
He was actually very appreciative, and he said he just wanted to reassure he grew up to be very regular, cool, normal guy.
So there it says copies, 5 cents and 10 cents. So if the fans would please stop reminding me of that, I'm sorry.
Wow.
What
exactly are they excited about with that photo?
That's a very good criticism of the story. I think George Meyer brought it up once. It's not nearly an exciting enough photo
well,
to
wasn't
get kids.
The whole thing inspired by the Rob Lowe tape.
Yes, I mean, and that makes sense if you have a sex video, right. But the photo is much too tame to explain the way people are acting. I think I forget if it made the air. At one point, the photo travels across the country, and somebody in Japan had a picture of it.
Yeah, I remember that.
Very mild photograph. His
name's Homer Simpson. That's Burns' old office. Sector 7G. First season office.
Wow, the vaulted bear yellow too? I'd like to see our self-styled. The bear is yellow too. So the white polar bear is also yellow.
What are we laughing at?
One glaze and one scratch and win, please.
You look familiar, sir. Are you on the television or something?
Sorry, buddy. You got me confused with Fred Flintstone. Liberty Bell. Another Liberty Bell. One more and I'm a millionaire.
We were very proud of that joke, I remember. The Fred Flintstone thing.
No!
Oh, the please was thing. It was also very early.
Hey, looking good.
What are you on, pal?
Hey, mister.
First season looking extra.
Well, a doody doody doot to you too, pint size.
You could always tell them because they had big spaces between their teeth. The teeth didn't overlap.
I hear you, buddy. Full moon.
Now that's sexy.
Got it.
Yeah. I love the long walk.
I was like that she was off screen for most of this.
Nothing between me and Princess Kashmir.
Princess who?
Hey, my photo.
Your photo?
Uh-oh.
Why, you little?
Why, you big?
Wow, I didn't remember Marge strangling Homer.
Yeah, I think that was the first time someone else strangled Homer.
Well, Bart has strangled Homer back.
Yeah.
What are you saying, honey? But where will I sleep?
My suggestion.
Good pose.
Is for you to sleep in the filth you created.
Some great layouts in this episode.
Is this the first one you directed from the start, or did you have seven from the beginning?
No, actually, this was in production also. But I kind of went back in and reworked it from scratch.
You have any soul left? You'll need these. I know I will.
It seems like the animation's progressing a little bit. Does it look that way to you?
Yeah, I think by the end of the first season, by what was the last show of the season, the foreign exchange student episode, the animation had really come up. It was we could tell, you know, at the studio that it was looking much better. The timing was sharper.
Oh no.
There's still some mushiness in some of the acting. Some of the turns are kind of.
We got Barney's hair color.
If you get hungry in the middle
for the first several episodes, it was yellow.
Open beer in the fridge.
So this was based on a apartment that Jim Reardon and a few other animators and I shared.
Yeah, it looks like my
after
apartment.
College.
With the big spool for
shopping. Yeah.
Homer's not made of money.
You know,
don't listen to a Mark.
Couch from an alley and.
Oh, Homer!
Wow, I thought Moe was ugly, but Barney is really ugly.
There's a Humphrey Bogart poster in one corner, Simpsonized.
No, Barn. I just want to crawl into bed. Suit yourself, Homer.
The same way you spent all that time on that anagram, I spent like a day designing this background, this location.
I wonder when Dad's coming home.
Oh, I remember a note in the direction I gave to not have the anymore, and it just make it lip smacking, because I got tired of the
I like the goof proof mug.
Do you think you're doing, Simpson?
What do you mean, sir?
I mean this.
I have to say, this is one of my, even though it's one of the earliest things I directed, it's one of the scenes I'm most proud of. I mean, this exchange between Burns and Homer, I think, came out really, really well. It's not often it comes out the way you really want it to, but just the cutting and the timing of this, the animation, is really pleased with Simpson, with this scene.
I think it made an impression because right around here was when Burns' mania set in with the writers. For a while, you couldn't stop the writers from pitching Mr. Burns' stories.
Just the way he was written, I could tell, like, this guy is going to be a big character. So I spent a lot of time on, like, spread, you know, unwrinkling the paper and these poses at the window.
I love moving him over there.
And I like the little hidden, you know, moves and stuff where he just appears at the window over the cut.
I'm asking you nicely.
I don't really know, sir.
Simpson!
Well, why not?
Yeah, by the beginning of the second season, after Swartzwelder wrote Burns Runs for Governor, all anybody wanted to write was Mr. Burns.
It's simplicity itself.
It's just so pathetic, the sequence.
Now return to your work.
Tell no one of what transpired here.
I like that hidden turn from the smile to the sad face. You don't see the emotion actually change.
Good posing, too, with Bart hanging upside down and then off the couch.
Still kind of ticked off.
Yeah.
I just thought this was a really nice layout with the kids hugging Homer.
Hello, Mark.
Feels very natural.
It's me,
like
Homer.
The kids with their
dad.
Are
you still mad? You are still mad. Don't need to say it. I'm your loving
I guess she
husband.
Gave up on breaking up with him in later seasons.
Look, she's going to have an affair pretty soon.
Come on, Marge. Please forgive me.
This is something we don't do as much with the extreme close-ups, the character way up in the foreground and the person behind him.
Yes, I do, because I'm hungry. My clothes are
smelly
and I'm tired.
I've been thinking, Homer, and you know what bothers me the most about this whole thing? You taught Bart a very bad lesson. Your boy idolizes you.
Oh, he does not.
It's hard to think of a thing to say. I just want to enjoy the episode.
I know.
It's really fun.
He's going to think that it's okay. You owe your son better than that, Homer.
So what should I do, Marge?
Well, I think you should take Bart to meet this exotic belly person.
Wow, nice. Long time going with it. Without a laugh.
Yeah, I know.
Real Marge got
John, what were you thinking?
I want to apologize.
Marge
trying to make
so
some kind of point here.
Photo.
Yeah.
Homer did such awful things in the seasons to come, and she just took it. Yeah. She was really mad about this photograph. Yeah.
And that's actually based on the Seventh Veil Club in Hollywood, that exterior. Not that I would know what it looks like, but we actually went around Hollywood taking pictures of strip clubs for the exteriors of these buildings.
Forget that! I'm teaching my boy a lesson. Is he here or not?
Try Mud City.
The fact that the photo could turn Homer into the city's number one swinger, too.
Even people in nudie clubs were impressed by how raunchy that photograph was.
It's just so tawdry.
Hey, Princess! It's me, the guy from the snapshot!
Oh, hi.
Wow.
Now there's an action figure. I think you should make those.
Look, I'm here because
dancing girls.
Showgirls?
I also want my boy to find out that you're more than
no,
just
was,
a belly.
I can't draw attractive women very well in this style.
Find out that she has thought
and to be able to actually do that was, I had no idea that we could actually pull it off.
Tell him a little bit about yourself.
I always liked the look of, you know, that it was still very cartoony, but it had a, like, kind of a sexiness to it.
Thank you very much, ma'am. We'll be on.
Once again, Homer unaware that he's moving.
But I think that's just foolish. Men must have hearts. This I remember when I read the script that this seemed like a really complicated setup to set up, you know, to get him up in a cage hanging over the stage and with a show going on underneath him.
It's a very gratuitous story move. The only point of it was to make you animate a production number.
Thank you. Thank you for that, John.
Stage, fat boy.
Hey, it's the guy from the picture.
Homer Simpson.
Sorry,
an interesting response to a guy lying motionless on stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor to have a real.
I remember the character designer must have designed 50 different international showgirls for the sequence.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And only four are ever seen on screen. So.
Right.
Right. Mr. Burns actually recognized Homer Simpson there. That's probably the only time ever.
That's true.
He recognizes him sometimes within an episode.
If it's within 72 hours.
Oh, it's within an episode. But then for the next episode, he won't remember. Sometimes we forget to write that in, and we have to remind ourselves to remember that Mr. Burns doesn't remember. Wow, this is
great. That was really complicated to lay out.
He's a love machine. Well, I always thought that one of the amazing things about this show was that we would throw these incredibly complicated scene descriptions at you guys. You know, the stage full of dancing girls or a parade of elephants or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you'd actually do it.
It was actually a reverse incentive system. We just noticed the best shows were the ones where we made the animators do the most work.
I have something to say to all the sons out there, to all the boys, to all the men, to all of us. It's about women and how they are not mere objects with curves.
It's a fine place to finally spring that on me, guys. The microphone in front of me.
Sisters, our grandmas, our aunts, our nieces and nephews. Well, not our nephews. They are our mothers. And you know something, folks? As ridiculous as this sounds, I would rather feel the sweet breath of my beautiful wife on the back of my neck as I sleep than stuff dollar bills into some stranger's G-string. Am I wrong? Or am I right?
My wife gets the cutest little thing right here when she smiles.
This is my Susie.
Oh, so cute. Here's mine.
I always loved that guy in the back screaming, bless the wife.
I better give him a call.
Homer! Marge!
Oh, my God, look at those tears.
Yep.
How did Marge get here?
I've always wondered... I guess when he was on the phone talking to her, when he's saying he's going to one last place, he must have mentioned what the place was, so.
I hope so.
Yeah, I just directed the thing. You know?
Wow.
She just needed to be there.
Another good one.
Well, thank you. They still look so crude, but... first season ones.
Well, I feel a little bit like Walt Disney watching Steamboat Willie, you know?
Yeah, but you can see that the staging was there, the acting, you know, sometimes the animation was a little mushy, but the turns were, you know, they were there.